to Wake Up Call on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage. Home loans that fit your life. Rocket can.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
All right, thanks for joining us as we continue along with Wake Up Call on the Sports Map Radio Network. All right, we got to get into the weekend schedule, if you will. But before we do that, hey, you know what's coming up next week, Ron Culver?
Turkey Day.
Turkey Day. And you know what that means? Everyone's going to overeat. We all do it. While we all go up for seconds and thirds. You know what's cool about Thanksgiving? It's one of the only few times where seconds and thirds are expected that you do that, right?
Yeah, but don't...
Like a full plate.
But as people, don't we feel a little guilty?
A little bit, yeah, sure. I mean, maybe, just a touch.
I try not to fill... Every single time I do it, I try not to fill up the plate like I did the first time around. And then I look at it, I'm like, God, this meal is... This is ridiculous.
All right, real quick. So you go up to the thing. You get some turkey, get some potatoes, get some beans, whatever it is you get, right? You get the cranberry sauce, stuffing, all that.
It's a carb day.
Then you eat. Then you go back up in for seconds. And then you do the same thing. Thanksgiving is a time you can do that. Now, if you went to a restaurant and you ordered a turkey meal, would you tell the waiter after you were done, yeah, bring me the exact same thing that you just did. Put that on the bill. Make another one. Bring it back.
I would do it as I slam my glass to the ground.
Thanksgiving, we're all allowed to do that. But here comes the nausea. Here comes the upset stomach. That's why you need Nauseen. Wild cherry flavor, quick dissolving, chewable tablets. And best of all, they're available in the digestive section at most leading retailers. Chew 2 to 4 tablets. And it doesn't have that medicinal flavor, that chalkiness, that bitter aftertaste. Ugh. You don't want that. Non-drowsy, too. No aspirin, no caffeine or antihistamines. And again, you get... Take a couple of these. You're going to need them because this holiday season, whether it's Thanksgiving or the meals that you're going to have at various times up until the holidays at the end of the Christmas season, you're going to need some Nauseen. And again, I like the wild cherry flavor because if it's wild cherry, I tend to want to have it. It's one of my favorite flavors.
Then it kind of feels like candy.
Then it does feel like candy. And especially if you're talking about something that doesn't have that chalky taste, which is great. And doesn't have the bitter aftertaste. So you're going to need Nauseen, again, as I said, available at the digestive section at most leading retailers. All right, let's get underway with the preview for this weekend's game. We're into week 11 already. We're going to start in Cleveland where the Browns take on Philadelphia. All right, the Browns at 6-3. Philadelphia is leading the NFC East, but they only have 3 wins this season. So they're holding off the New York football Giants who are on a bye week. Back off. Baker Mayfield and the Browns competing in the AFC for a playoff spot. Again, as it's one of the 6-3 teams tied with Baltimore this late in the season in the AFC North.
Would you be thinking that 3-5-1 would be leading a division this late in the season?
I know. It gets fun, the complete carnage that is the NFC East, isn't it?
Oh, God.
Just complete fun.
I'm picturing the division winner with 6 wins.
I do, too. And we're getting to that point. Look, we're heading into the final, 6 games of the season for these teams? 7 games of the season?
Yeah, their schedule isn't easy. I mean, they're just going to beat each other. I don't think they can win a game outside their division.
I'm with you. And Cleveland, look, if they keep winning some games, and this is a winnable game for them, the collapse may not happen, right? The falling apart and finishing 6-10 may not happen. Keep winning some games. You're right in the running.
Quietly just be there at the end of the season
and
you're in the playoffs.
That's exactly what we want. That's all you want. Be there at the end. The New Orleans Saints will be at the Superdome taking on Atlanta. Boy, if I was a smart person, I would have looked up Jameis Winston's stats against the Falcons when he was with the Buccaneers. How many picks did he throw against the Falcons secondary since arriving in the league? But he's playing for New Orleans and he'll be the starter. With Breeze out. Atlanta has made... I don't want to get overblown here, so I want to slow down the excitement. Raheem Morris, who was once the head coach of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, defensive coordinator at Atlanta, took over this job. He is a Todd Gurley mistake at the goal line away from being 4-0 since taking over this team. It started 0-5 under Dan Quinn. Now, sometimes a coach just brings a new attitude, a new life. But again, if Gurley had just kneeled down at the 1-yard line in that game against the Lions, they'd be 4-0 right now and coming off a bye week heading to New Orleans and a little bit more dangerous than we may be anticipating. But without Drew Brees, are the Saints vulnerable in this game? against a Falcons team that's popping up.
I mean, the other thing to look at, too, is that Alvin Kamara didn't practice yesterday.
That's right.
So
that's right.
That's enough. But you know what? We could be ushering in a new era of Tamus.
Yeah. Well, you got to think. You got to get Matt Ryan rolling because you know the Falcons defense is going to get 2, 3, 4 pick sixes in this game, right?
Well, I mean, that's a given.
I mean, it's a given. So they're already up 21-0 in my mind.
Well, you know, 14.
Oh, what if Jameis throws like two of those?
What if he's amazing?
He's got to throw one. What if he's amazing?
He's amazing. And, you know, what if, because remember last year, Breeze went down and who stepped in?
Yeah.
Teddy Bridgewater.
All
we kept saying is that, you know, if Teddy Bridgewater can split the difference, the Saints will keep marching on.
Teddy football.
And Teddy went on to go 5-0. Can Jameis do the same thing? I'm not thinking he can, but can he?
Be nice to little see his season, his career get a little uptick. All right, Cincinnati taking on Washington. Not a lot of value here. Both teams obviously struggling, but you've got a Riley veteran in Alex Smith making his second start since that devastating leg injury, his third appearance since that devastating leg injury, and he's done pretty well since coming into this, coming back. He's done pretty well. Cincinnati with Joe Burrow. Look, I don't care how many wins and losses this kid gets. Every time he plays, he's getting better and better. He didn't look good against the Steelers. This is a bounce-back game, but he is looking the part of an NFL player. It's not a must-watch by any means, but the Alex Smith feel-good story coupled with Joe Burrow progressing as an NFL pro, it's got a little bit of entertainment there.
It's fun. It's fun. Like you said, anytime Joe Burrow's on the field right now, I'm not saying it's a must watch, but you know there are worse things to watch.
Yeah, exactly.
And he's fun.
I didn't think the Steelers were going to lose to the Bengals, but I thought Burrow could make that game a little more interesting. He didn't, but I wasn't like so confident that they'd roll past a rookie quarterback because he's playing pretty good at times.
He grew up in Southern Ohio. He might have been a Steelers fan.
For all we know, Carolina against Detroit. Yeah, the Panthers. Christian McCaffrey on and off situation is just. They've lost 5 in a row. They're not very good, and neither are the Lions. So, no, you can skip this one.
Yeah,
I got nothing left in this one.
Not unless you're in those markets. If you're in Detroit,
if you're in those markets and you want to just see wins, we get the Lions on Thanksgiving Day, so you can avoid them this weekend because you'll get a handful of Lions activity coming up on Thanksgiving.
You'll see them, but usually, I mean, what, Thursday morning.
Yeah, Thursday morning, and you'll see them against Houston, taking on the Texans.
Oof.
Yeah, boy. You got Pittsburgh and Jacksonville. Okay, can I just make this clear? I know it's not the same Jacksonville team. I don't like Jacksonville as an organization for all the pain they have given the Steelers over the last couple of years since arriving in this league in the mid-90s. Even right away, they were a team that beat Pittsburgh. Right away, when they were an expansion team, they beat Pittsburgh. They have beaten them twice in the postseason, including the last time the Steelers were in the playoffs, when the Steelers had a good team, and Jacksonville went there and converted every third down they saw. Obviously a different football team. Jacksonville has decided that if you have any talent, you don't deserve to be on their team, so they will ship you off to other teams that are making runs at the postseason. But the Steelers are 9-0. You hope that the train doesn't get derailed by this team with a rookie quarterback. I'm not saying it will, but bleh.
Does this have trap game effect?
Does. It could. Look, Mike Tomlin is right. Everybody takes their shot at Pittsburgh, and especially when you're unbeaten. That's how you can make your season when you're Jacksonville and you stink and you've lost 8 in a row.
Well, I can tell you who's rooting hard for this game.
Who?
Jet fan,
sure.
Jet fan
Jacksonville's
is
flirting too close.
Jet fan is all about Jaguar fan.
Yeah.
Because at any given moment, Jaguars have a worse schedule. Jets win a game. Jaguars get the number one overall pick.
That's right.
Which I believe is what they want.
I believe they want to. Here's Tennessee and Baltimore in that game at M&T Bank Stadium in Baltimore. The Ravens are 6-3.
Did you say M&T?
M&T? Is that M&T?
I was just M&T Stadium.
I went to read it and then realized I really didn't identify the bank. So I was just saying it was going to be
an empty stadium.
Empty stadium, nice. the Ravens are 6-3. That's surprising. That's surprising. But their losses have come at an unbeaten Steeler team, a Kansas City team, and this monsoon game on Sunday night. So all is not falling apart for the Ravens. Lamar Jackson is not MVP level, but did anybody really think He was just going to do what he did before?
No, you had
a special year.
Well, that, but you also have teams who were able to watch tape and say, okay, now we can figure him out.
They still are the top rushing team in the league. They still give up least amount of points in the league. So there's still a danger. Now, the Titans can't mess around anymore. The Titans had their fun starting the season 5-0. But they've lost three of their last four games, including to the Colts last Thursday night, putting them in a tie with the Colts for the division. So you can't mess around anymore. You got the Colts again. The Browns are good. You got the Packers on their schedule. You can't mess around with this. Special teams is hurting this team. Steven Gostkowski's missed 8 field goals this season. This is not, I'm not saying it's the best game of the weekend, but 2-6-3 teams that really can't play around with their schedule anymore could be a very fun and interesting game.
It's a good game to watch.
It's a good game to watch. How about New England at Houston? The Texans have 2 wins this season, both against Jacksonville. The Patriots are 4-5, but they've now won 2 in a row, including the monsoon game against Baltimore, and then beating the Jets on a last-second field goal. I want the Texans to wake up and play well, even though it doesn't matter. I just don't think they are.
I just don't think they're going to happen either. Here's the deal. You know, I mean, on paper, the Texans may have a better team than the Patriots do, but it's the coach. You know, they're going to get completely outcoached in this game.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And
Bill's going to devise something that's going to leave Deshaun Watson stumped, and they just don't have the personnel to combat it.
Listen, I'm worried for Deshaun Watson's career. It was heading up, it's ticking up, and now he's got a team around him that's not capable of winning.
Yep.
And I'm worried about, like, okay, we're going to get rid of some pieces, and we're going to bring in other pieces, and maybe 2 years of just Houston Texans play. I don't want that to happen to Deshaun Watson. He was a rising star in this league. I want him to stay that way. He's a good kid. He's a good player.
Yeah, we wanted him to keep pace with Mahomes because that's what was supposed to happen.
That was supposed to
happen.
Remember
last year when the two met in the playoffs? And This is what it's supposed to be year in and year out.
Yep, exactly.
One of these two, because I guess what we're wanting is another Brady, Manning, Roethlisberger trio to just kind of take over the AFC.
Yeah, the first quarter of that playoff game was the last time the Texans were good. Like, that's it. Like, the last time the Texans showed that they were a good football team was in the first quarter of that playoff loss to the Chiefs.
The Chiefs do to them.
That's it. I know. And then it's all been a mess since. All right, the late afternoon games coming up next as we continue our NFL Week 11 preview. We'll also talk Saints football coming up as well with John Hendricks. That's all coming up. It's Wake Up Call, Sports Map Radio.
This is Wake Up Call on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios. Alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
Hey, need replacement parts and tools for your repair, maintenance, or restoration project? O'Reilly Auto Parts has you covered. Trust the friendly, knowledgeable parts professionals at O'Reilly Auto Parts. They know what it takes to get the job done right the first time. In fact, professional technicians have counted on O'Reilly Auto Parts for years. So stop by, talk to one of the professional parts people today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. All right, we continue our Week 11 preview in the NFL. And now we go to the late games, the afternoon games. You know, the 4 o'clock games if you're on the East Coast, 3 o'clock if you're in the Central, the still early games if you're in the Pacific time zone, and the still sleeping games if you're in Hawaii. Miami against Denver. Broncos are in trouble. Drew Locke is, okay. He was so highly, got so much high acclimate when he got into this league. But now the Dolphins are 6-3, and with a win, could tie Buffalo for the division lead. Now, if you're the Bills, you don't need this, right?
They don't want this.
Yeah.
Bills really Bronco fans this weekend?
Yeah. Bills are Broncos fans. Tua's got like a foot thing going on. Is that what I read? Not the hip, but a little bit of a foot issue, but he'll play.
He'll play. The only thing I wish it was snowing.
Yeah, Denver?
Because I love watching these games in the snow, but I'd also love to see Tua, Hawaiian boy, who I don't think has ever played in snow.
No, not at Alabama.
No.
You know?
And not down in Miami.
Not down in Miami. 5 straight wins for the Dolphins.
Good night. Looking to make it six straight
against the Broncos, who are...
Who would have thought? Remember, we kind of criticized the move?
Yeah,
going from Fitzpatrick to Tua, and Like, yeah, you don't do that to the guy.
I totally did that. I was like, this is stupid, Brian Flores. Don't give up on the season. You're 3-3.
Yeah.
He's now won 5 straight, right there in the thick of it. Hey, the same rule applies for them as a rule for Cleveland, right? Keep winning games, and you're right in, you're in this conversation. The Jets against the Chargers. Watch this, because if the Jets win this game, Ron,
no.
You don't want to be the team that loses to the Jets.
Here's the issue that I'll give you a little quick, brief Chargers history.
Yeah.
We suck against the Jets.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yes.
I don't know what it is. Anytime we met the Jets in the playoffs, we lost.
Wow.
Every single time. You look back to those Phillip Rivers, LaDainian Tomlinson stretches. You know, even when they were coached by Marty Schottenheimer and anytime if the Jets were in the playoffs, first round of the playoffs, we lost.
Oh, my goodness.
Now we go and cut our quarterback's hair. This was a bad idea.
Bad idea. I love should've your Samson analogy.
It'll happen.
Biblical tale.
If I swear to God, I will bring it. I will be dancing all over this on Monday. If what happens, I believe could very likely happen.
It's a 9.5-point spread for the Chargers. The Jets at 0-9. Joe Flacco starting at quarterback for the injured Sam Darnold. I feel like I say that all the time.
Yeah.
Colts taking on Green Bay. This is a very good game. The Colts are sneaky good defensively. Look, Phillip Rivers is not lighting it up or anything like that. He's not doing, but he's
Peyton
good
Manning
enough.
It.
Yeah, exactly.
He's game managing. He's getting the job done. I mean, he doesn't make huge mistakes.
No, but you could make the argument that he's not light years better than Jacoby Brissett. Like, Brissett might have produced the same offensive output. Maybe slightly better or slightly worse, but you can make the argument that it's not been a tremendous upgrade at the position. It doesn't matter. The Colts defense is good enough to put them still in games. And they've won 3 of their last 4. They've been off since last Thursday. They're playing a Packers team that is outstanding at 7-2. This is a very good game at Lucas Oil Stadium in downtown Indianapolis. Aaron Rodgers and Phillip Rivers, right?
Yeah.
Devontae Adams against whoever Rivers is throwing to.
I don't even know.
Jonathan Taylor running the ball for the Colts. You know, and that
T.Y. Hilton.
T.Y. Hilton.
Is he still playing?
Sure. Let's throw him out there. He's still playing. Why not? This is a good game. Don't sleep on it. Don't ignore it either. It's good, one of those good late games. Is this going to be the Nance Romo game? I don't know.
Probably.
No, it's on Fox. I just looked it up. It's on Fox.
This
is
the
Buck Aikman game, is it?
Well, probably.
That's got to be Dallas, Minnesota. You watch.
God, don't do that.
Because that's what's next. Andy Dalton is back at quarterback for the Cowboys at 2-7 off a bye week. Have lost 4 straight. Dallas is playing a Minnesota team that you wished you got at the beginning of the season when they didn't really know who they were and were losing 5 of their first 6 games. But since then, they've looked pretty decent. They played pretty well. Dalvin Cook leads the league in rushing. Kirk Cousins hasn't been too bad either. They're actually showing some life. But the Cowboys need a win because they're still right in the thick of things in the NFC East. A win, behind the Eagles and the Giants. The Eagles have that tiebreaker that's going to come into play. You watch it. But Andy Dalton, God bless this kid. A COVID-19, getting COVID-19, and he had a concussion. So he's dealing with a concussion, and then he got the virus. Good for him. He came through with flying colors. He's going to be the starter against Minnesota.
All right, just real quick. Jim Nantz, Tony Romo doing Tennessee-Baltimore.
Oh, okay. That's the one we said was one of the better games of the weekend. So that's good.
Buck and Aikman doing Green Bay-Indianapolis.
All right.
Thank God.
Yes. We don't need them doing this.
No, we have Kenny Albert and Jonathan Vilma doing
Cowboys-Vikings.
At least they got that one right.
At least they did get that one right. Is right. Sunday night football, the Chiefs are on the road to face Las Vegas, the only team to beat them this season. And as we told you yesterday, Las Vegas has pretty much everybody on the COVID-19 list.
Someone might have made a promo out of it, too.
Yeah, that's right.
Just saying.
They're starting Jerome, who's the bartender down at the Flamingo. He's the starting tailback.
Of course he is.
I think 2 showgirls are going to be in the secondary. Wayne Newton, I think, is suiting up as the punter.
Oh,
this is
That's actually a good get.
Yeah, that's a very good get. Mr. Dunkashan himself.
Yeah.
But the Raiders are on a roll. They've won four of their last five. But I have no idea. This list has got some important people on it.
Yeah. You know what this is? This is preseason Raiders where you're right. Showing up a team and you're like, right. Okay, who's that guy?
That's right.
You're checking your program to find goodness. Out where that guy plays.
Jonathan Abram is on that list. Malik Collins, Jonathan Hankins is on that list.
You know what's going to be fun?
Arden Key, Isaiah Johnson.
This is why you watch it. First of all, it's Sunday night, so there's nothing else on.
Right.
The other thing you watch this for is Al Michaels and Chris Collins were trying to explain how well they know these players and they've never
completely.
Heard of them before.
Completely.
Because I
really
you
like this guy, Al. This guy's a player. He can play for me anytime he wants.
Don't you want Al Michaels just turns like, you just asked me how to say his last name.
Exactly. You didn't 2 days ago, you didn't even know he was on the team, and now he can play for you? Shut up. Monday night, Tom Brady and the Buccaneers. That's how I'm going to refer to them now.
Yeah.
Tom Brady and the Buccaneers. Well, you know, Frankie Valli in the Four Seasons.
It's the same initials.
Instead of just saying the Four Seasons, just say Frankie Valli in the Four Seasons.
You say Tampa
Gladys
Bay.
Gladys Knight and the Pips.
Tampa Bay and the Buccaneers.
Tampa Bay and the Buccaneers hosting the Rams. Buccaneers bounce back nicely after being embarrassed by the Saints. They beat Carolina. And the Rams are 6-3 and rolling along nicely in their race for the division of the NFC West. That's a nice Monday night game. It'll be our luck. It'll be 34-0 at halftime. Hope it's actually a better game than we got the Sunday night version of this Buccaneers team. There you go, the preview. And now we're going to focus on the Saints as Jim Hendricks will join us next. We'll talk to him from Saints Daily News next.